What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Morocco Kane. Back at it again with another motherfucking PSA for y'all. Thursday is jueves, you feel me? It's Thursday, it's jueves. It's thirsty Thursday, and I'm thirsty as fuck for success, for the betterment of my life, for, you feel me, helping others, for, you feel me, just executing on every plan and goal that I have for my life, you feel me? Because I see a future for my life that, you feel me, that I'm not truly living in currently, you know what I mean? So, like, it's like, when you see something in your life, you feel me, like, in your mind that your life is supposed to be like, that's what your life is really supposed to be like, you feel me? You gotta work towards that to make that happen, you feel me? So, if you see yourself in a better light, in a better life, in a better way of living, you feel me? Work towards that and get to that as fast as you can, you feel me? With that being said, I woke up today and I started the first part of my book slash movie. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The potential is endless into what I want to, you feel me, dabble in. You feel me? So today I woke up and started writing, you know what I'm saying, the storyline to my book slash movie, whatever, you feel me, whichever one comes first. If I decide to make it into a book, you feel me, it's there, it's written. If I decide to make it into a movie, the storyline is there and written, and we can go from there, you feel me? But I've been struggling with this because I'm a good ass writer. I've always known this. Most of my English teachers, the only reason why I ever passed any English class was because of A, my poems and my stories, and you feel me, my creativeness and the fact that I could, you feel me, create something out of nothing, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I got to the point where I've been trying to create these books or create a movie, a storyline to a movie, a script, whatever the fuck you want to call it, you feel me, for a very, very long time. And I've always wanted to perfect it and be like, oh, I'm not going to start until I actually have a solid foundation on what I want to write it about and whatnot, you know what I mean? And I got to the point where I was blocking my creativity because I just wanted everything to be so fucking perfect. I wanted everything to be, you know what I'm saying, planned out. And, you know what I'm saying, for somebody that makes calculated fucking moves all the fucking time, everything that I do is calculated, you feel me? It seemed like the perfect way to go, you know what I mean? Like, okay, wait, calculate, write my plans, write my ideas, write my goals down, write, you know what I'm saying? And try to execute on those plans, ideas, and goals and whatnot. But sometimes you get so caught up in trying to make everything so fucking perfect that you kill your own creativity and you block yourself out of your, you feel me? Like, you block yourself out of your visions, your creativeness, your, you know what I'm saying? So today I woke up, and actually for the past couple of days, like, I've been in the transition of, like, sleep and wake, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, you wake up, but you're still, like, in that sleep state to the point where you're, like, just, your eyes are closed, and it's just you alone with your thoughts and your mind and your brain, where you're like, all right, I want to get up, but I don't want to get up, you feel me? And you're just comfortable laying there. Well, me, instead of saying, oh, I want to get up, or I don't want to get up, you feel me, I start thinking of ideas of, you know what I'm saying, music, what I want to write, you know what I'm saying, how I want to, you know what I'm saying, plan out my day or whatever, you feel me? I want to write a song about this. I want to write something about that, you feel me? I want to do something in regards to this, you feel me? So for the past couple of days, actually for the past couple of weeks, I've been looking for the perfect way to start, you know what I'm saying, just my book. You feel me? My stories, you feel me? My creativeness, my movies or whatnot. And to the point where today I said, fuck it. I woke up. First thing first, you feel me? I woke up like around 4:30, 5 o'clock. And the first thing I did was grab my phone and just start writing. I said, fuck it. You feel me? What better time to do it than just do it? You feel me? So after an hour and a half of writing, you feel me, I reread what I came up with, and goddamn, I gotta tell you, you feel me? Like, even I'm intrigued, and like, if this was somebody else's book, you feel me, that they wrote, and this was like the first opening introduction or chapter of their first book or whatever the fuck it was, you feel me, to the rest of the book, you know what I'm saying? And I was reading this shit, if I was reading it from somebody, just a consumer's eyes, you feel me, just a reader's eyes, I would be so fucking intrigued and like hooked. Like, I'm hooked. I reread what I wrote and I'm hooked on this shit. Like, I want to know what the fuck happens next, and I haven't even wrote it yet, you feel me? Like, this shit crazy. Like, point is that, you feel me, sometimes you just gotta say fuck it and just do it, just go with it, just go with your move, you feel me? Just dive in head first, you feel me? Not worrying about what's on the other side, you feel me? If there's water in that motherfucking pool, just do it. Just fucking, you know what I'm saying? Jump off the ledge. You feel me? You never know. You feel me? It might be the life-changing, altering decision that you've ever made in your life. You feel me? That puts you in the best position to win. You feel me? So, with everything in life, my message to y'all is quit trying to plan everything. Quit trying to perfect everything. Quit trying to, you feel me, be safe with everything. You feel me? Because without risk, there is no reward. So with that being said, risk more. Because most of us just walk around in the safe bubble. You feel me? Of, you feel me, boringness. You know what I'm saying? Most of us try to be so fucking safe that we forget what living is, what living life is. You feel me? Like, we box ourselves in to this. You feel me? Like, we just box ourselves in, and life isn't about being boxed in. It's about being open and free, and, you feel me, open minded, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's about living, and you can't live when you're in a box. You feel me? When you're confined to a box, all you see is those four walls, those four corners, that roof, that floor, you feel me? There's no way out. You can't see out. You feel me? You don't know what's on the outside when you're boxed in. You feel me? You can't experience the wonders of what's on the outside of your box when all you have is a box. And if you're in a box and all you do is try to think of ideas and you start cramming your box full of ideas, after a while, that box gets full and you block yourself from your own creative juices. You feel me? Like, there's no, you know what I'm saying? There's no more room for you to grow in that box. So today I opened up my box and said, fuck it. I broke that shit off, broke the roof off my box. And I'm out here and I'm looking at the world like, fuck, it's a new day. It's a new, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's life. I'm living. You feel me? So with that being said, my advice is to everybody that will ever listen to this, if y'all listen to it, you feel me? First and foremost, I appreciate you for listening to my podcast, you feel me? But if you take anything out of my podcast, especially out of this segment right here, is live life to the fullest. Quit trying to box yourself in. Look at life, you feel me? Peek your head above that box and see how big this world is. You feel me? See how free this, you know what I'm saying, free yourself from that confinement of that box. And live and just do it. Just go for it. Just get to it. You feel me? Get to it now. Stop waiting. Stop procrastinating. You feel me? You never know. This might be the, you know what I'm saying, the beginning to a better life that you've always wanted to live. You feel me? So with that being said, I love you all. I applaud you all. That keep going, keep grinding, even when times get hard, you feel me? That just keep on shining and don't let nobody dim your light. You feel me? Keep going. Keep struggling. keep making shit happen for yourself. Keep loving yourself. Keep helping everybody out. You feel me? And just keep being the best version of yourself. You feel me? And don't let anything or anybody ever stop you or dim you down. You feel me? Because we are light. You feel me? And with our light, people that are in the darkness will find their way. You feel me? You gotta think about it. If you are the only light in this world, and everybody's trying to find light because they're stuck in darkness, and they see you, more people are gonna be drawn towards you. You feel me? And you never know. You might be the light that ignites somebody else's light. You feel me? And you can go from there. You went from one light to two lights. You feel me? Not two people walking around in this world trying to, you feel me, bring light to other people and help them find their way home. So with that being said, keep being a light and keep being your wonderful self. Keep, you feel me? Keep keeping on and keep shining. Let's get it the motherfucking takeover. Yo, bitch.